Summer in Phoenix is hot, but what about an art exhibit going on there? It's Art Talk on KCRW. A couple of titans of modern Mexican art, Diego Rivera and Frida Kahlo, lived through the mid part of the 20th century married to one another, divorced, and then married again. And their passion for life and the canvas kept their romance alive. Well, the two are being featured in Phoenix with an art exhibit of their work at the Heard Museum, and KCRW art critic Hunter Drohioska-Philip is here to tell us whether or not it's worth the trip over to Arizona. Hello, Hunter.
Hello, Steve.
Well, first of all, it has been 120 degrees in Phoenix this week. Where is this exhibit, and is it worth the trip to Phoenix?
Well, it is air-conditioned in the museum, and it's air-conditioned virtually everywhere else in Phoenix, so I think it is worth the trip. It's an exhibition that, by all rights, might have been held right here in Los Angeles, where it would have been very welcomed, and we did just have a show of Diego Rivera and Picasso, but still, we could have more. But if you're into the whole Diego Frida thing, this is a good show to see, and the Heard Museum is really known for Native American art, so this is a move by its new director to expand the purview.
To do something a little different. Why don't we see more shows? You mentioned, you know, that this is something that could very well have been in Los Angeles. Why don't we see more shows with Kahlo and Rivera?
Well, I think scholars feel that when you put them together, the concentration is really going to be on this very tempestuous and passionate love affair they had. And, you know, they were 21 years apart in age, and she completely adored him, and he adored her, but there was a lot of infidelity. And you could even see some of that sexual tension in the works of art that are on view here.
So who owns all these paintings? Where do they come from?
That's so interesting, too. Jacques and Natasha Gelman are these European emigres who go to Mexico. He becomes a film distributor there, and they develop a really massive collection of modern Mexican art. And two of their key friends there were Diego Rivera and Frida Kahlo. They bought lots of work by both of them. There's a very interesting painting in the show by Diego showing Natasha Gelman reclining like a sort of sultry odalisque, and then another portrait of her by Frida, who was undoubtedly a little bit jealous, showing Natasha Gelman as sort of a frenemy, you know, a little bit more severe take on her beauty.
What else is going on in the show?
Well, you know, the show is interesting in a couple of ways because, as I said, Frida gets top billing. But during their time together, Diego Rivera was the more important artist. I mean, he studied in Paris. He was, as I said, friends with Picasso, and, you know, then really was changed by the Mexican Revolution and became one of its great advocates. And Frida was really less important during the formative years together. But as we know now, Frida herself, there's a whole cult of personality around Frida Kahlo. And this show includes paintings of her dressed in the native kind of Tehuantepec costumes for which she's well known, as well as some very interesting photo history. There are a number of black and white photographs, and these chronicle her early beauty dressed in these costumes right to her deathbed. But another series are done by Nicolas Murray in color, which you rarely see. So you see her costumes in her own context and sometimes against these elaborate backdrops. And he was also her lover. So they're very affectionate and very compelling.
There's also a chance here in the Southland to get your fix of Frida. Tell us about that, Hunter.
Yes, in downtown L.A. at Grand Performances, they're doing an opera called Frida, which has gotten very good reviews. Also, they're staging it at the Museum of Latin American Art in Long Beach, where you can also see those Nicolas Murray color photographs of the great Frida. So you can get all your Frida fixes right here in the Southland.
In the Southland and in Phoenix if you choose to drive or fly east. Hunter Drohioska-Philip with this week's Arts. Hunter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.